The lies are flying out of Washington, spinning the takedown of Malaysia flight MH17 over Ukraine. And the liar-in-chief launch rushes to blame right from the start.
Evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was launched from an area that is controlled by Russian-backed separatists inside of Ukraine. Moreover, we know that these separatists have received a steady flow of support from Russia. This includes arms and training. It includes heavy weapons, and it includes anti-aircraft weapons.
Hold on. Russia says it would have been impossible to transport a huge mobile anti-aircraft missile system across Ukraine's eastern border secretly. It would have been like driving a tank through TSA. But Hillary says it's obvious who had such a system.
The Ukrainian government has been quick to blame it on terrorists, which is, you know, their name for the Russian insurgents. And there does seem to be some growing awareness that it probably had to be Russian insurgents. The equipment had to have come from Russia.
Let's rewind and see what is obvious even to a fifth grader.
Number one, who could have shot it down?
Kiev.
Who had the equipment.
Kiev.
It's obviously an anti-aircraft missile.
Yep.
Who could have had the expertise.
Kiev. It's a fifth grade homework assignment. Look, Hillary, Kiev lied that it couldn't have fired a missile at the plane because it had no Buk missile launchers deployed in the region. That's a lie that you, Obama, and the Jewish-owned mainstream media are pushing. Here's a Kiev Buk battalion moving into the region of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine, filmed during the Crimea crisis. During last week's takedown, the Russian Defense Ministry recorded evidence of Kiev's Buk M1 system operating within the zone of operation of the Ukrainian forces. But it's Putin's missile, says Murdoch's tabloid. And he'll have hell to pay, says insane McCain.
If it is a result of either separatist or Russian action, I think there's going to be hell to pay, and there should be.
Here's what happened. The flight path of the plane was moved over the war zone by Ukraine's air traffic control. Ukraine's missile battery was in place, waiting for its prey. Jewish oligarch Igor Kolomoisky, who Yatsenyuk appointed as governor of the Dnipropetrovsk region in eastern Ukraine, has his own hired militia, which most likely manned the battery and launched the missile that shot the plane down. You see, once the plane passed out of Kiev's airspace, it was handed to Dnipropetrovsk air traffic control. Remember, Kolomoisky is a dual citizen of Ukraine and Israel, with Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, recently charging Israel with war crimes. This would have been Kolomoisky's chance for revenge. The whole thing is a 9/11 style false flag operation to get NATO military support for Ukraine forces who are losing the ground war against the pro-Russian separatists. It's a mock-up emergency so that a quick, emotional decision can be made, just like Pearl Harbor, just like the Gulf of Tonkin, just like 9/11. Who benefits? The Jewish neocons for sure. Headed by Nuland and gang, who have been thirsting for escalation since they engineered the overthrow of the legitimate government of Ukraine. Christian Russia wants peace, and that's the biggest threat to the Jewish neocons who want war. It's Putin's missile. It's Putin's inferno. It's Putin the evil czar, plastered all over the Jewish-owned press. But Russia's a bear whose cubs will fiercely defend the territory and honor of the motherland. We'll all have hell to pay if warmongering Jews have their way.